Welcome to The Hitch, Week 3.
It is day 22. Hi.
I didn't know we were recording for a second there because you sounded very sad and decrepit.
I am decrepit.
I know.
Because I think I...
I'm sorry, I'm bruised. But it's ridiculous.
I think that I pretty badly bruised a rib on a water slide today. Ow, it hurts to laugh.
The reason it's funny is because we basically never learn lessons.
None. Zero. That's actually the theme of today, I think.
I think that is our theme.
That we're also exhausted because
we're so tired.
3-year-old was up too late and then couldn't fall asleep.
Yeah, so if we miss his bedtime, which is 6:37, then he turns into a monster that doesn't go to sleep until 10. And so it's 9:50 now. And I'm just
And that is a lesson we have learned many times. But let's talk about...
let's roll back.
That we didn't learn today.
Okay, well, first of all, we had a blast.
We went to Waterworld.
We went to Waterworld, which is a super fun water park in, Thornton, Colorado,
Thornton. Is it Thornton?
It's Thornton.
Is it? I think there's an N in there.
There might be an N, but I don't know. Anyway,
people don't talk right here.
People don't talk right here, that's for sure. Thornton, that is how I've heard it, but you know. Anyway, it's a suburb of Denver, and... It is a great water park. It's huge.
It's enormous.
It's been there forever. I've been going since I was a little kid. And we usually go once a year with my sister's family. And
they are now
who are
We used to go there when they were
kids. They were kids.
And now they're in their 20s.
Yeah. They're all grown up. And we still meet whoever's around, whoever's able, and we go. And it is just one of my favorite things that we do. It's great. I mean, they're great. They are so much fun and adventurous and always up for a good time. And we are just going on water slides like we're little kids still.
Yeah.
And now we have kids to share that with. And our older son loves it. Our little guy is not as into it. And there's only one ride he can do, basically.
Here's a critique that I have for designers of water parks and pools in general for little kids.
Don't make
their
them
idea.
Splashy.
Their idea of kid water entertainment is shit that sprays everywhere,
and it's super and loud.
I have never met a single kid that likes that. I don't understand the
I don't
propensity
get it.
Toward it. Anyway,
I mean, there's always kids playing in those areas, so some kids must
forced.
Like it.
Are they forced? To.
Yeah, but both of our kids
never liked it.
Hated it. Hated any kind of
but
splash
thankfully
zone.
He was more than happy to just hang out with whatever adult would hold him
and we
watch
just took turns
stuff
and that
he
was
had
fun.
A blast
but
there's
one ride the point is it doesn't matter how old we get and how many times we've been to Waterworld, which is so many times that we never learn lessons about how many people should go in a tube because we're we all want to go together, party.
Yeah, so there's this one ride that is called Voyage to the Center of the Earth because apparently they were worried about getting sued by Jules Verne or something. That is you sit in a large tube with many people and you ride... down through sort of a series of chutes, and then you are in fairly...
You mean you're going to the center of the earth, is
yes,
what you
that's
mean to
what
say.
I mean. I'm
yes.
sorry. I
and
don't mean to
yes.
I don't mean to ruin the magic for you. And then you end up in sort of a couple of different rooms with cheap dinosaur robots.
I think you're giving too much attention to the I mean, in the sense that it's basically just a crazy ride with a bunch of dinosaurs stuffed in there. There's not
there's that.
The theming is not that sophisticated.
It's definitely not. but anyway, you can fit 4 or 5 people in a tube.
Yeah.
If many of those children are people are children.
not like five. But instead, it was adults, basically,
like four grown adults, yeah, and 13-year-old that is as large as any of the, you know, at least some of the adults in there.
Yeah.
But we all piled into the tube. Waterworld is staffed exclusively by like 15-year-olds.
Who don't care.
They don't give
They do not care. You can do anything.
We were actually, basically, they don't care. 13-year-old and your niece's boyfriend were in a line when suddenly they did a training of like lifeguards to be. And the training literally lasted 3 seconds on how to do it. And I don't even think half the people could even see what the guy was pointing to.
Yeah, they don't
care.
So
nobody cares. So
it's kind of awesome, though, like when we were coming in, because we came in and the security check was like these young teenage girls who were just like chatting to each other. And it was awesome.
This is my favorite thing about it. We brought in all sorts of stuff
you're not supposed to bring in, like just water and stuff. Yeah. I mean, nothing crazy.
No firearms.
But, yeah.
My favorite thing about those girls, it was 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
The park had opened at 10 and they were not paying attention to anything we were bringing in because they were talking about how excited they were because break was at 11. It's only an hour.
It was going well.
Yeah. It was a good day for them.
But
anyway, so we all pile into this tube.
Well, first of all, they have a bench. Yeah. Like, before you get on the tube that you're supposed to be like, and it says, if you fit comfortably on this bench,
then you'll fit in the tube.
And we can just tell by looking at it, we're not going to fit comfortably, but we all smash on there anyway.
That really hurts.
And like our hips are wedged together. I'm sitting up a little on the bench.
On the
and
bench,
like,
yeah.
Who are we trying to kid? Like the teenage kid?
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't care. He's not even looking.
On them.
So... Yeah. Anyway, that was pretty funny that we even went through the motions of trying to fit on
the bench.
So
then we hike up the lengthy time pulling this very heavy tube. We finally get to the start of the ride, and you pile in, and there's like a 15-year-old girl.
And we're like...
Attempting. Oh, God, it really hurts.
We're like, we have sunk the raft thing. Like,
we're
on the bottom.
We're on the ground. She's, like, dragging us across the ground.
We are too heavy.
Yeah.
We're too big. There's too many of us.
Yeah.
But the best part is, and I know she's tiny, and she's trying to drag us, and I'm thinking, just please stop. But... She doesn't tell us to get out.
Oh, she literally says,
she's like,
if you could just lift your butts up a little. And so we do. And we start going.
So we go scooting along. And now, I mean, we could have been reasonable.
No,
we're parents. We could have been like, we should just
get
two
out.
Of us should get out, you know, because really and truly there were too many of us.
But so there were really two problems with physics with our setup. The first was... In flat areas,
we would just stop.
We would just stop.
We would just flat out stop. This is also a dark ride.
Yeah.
So it's all dark in there. And
we
so
would just stop until finally another tube would come along
would
above
hit us. Yeah.
Problem number two is in the like slanty chutes. We
just hauled ass. Like hauled ass. Like we were about to capsize onto each other and just we were going way too high.
Yeah.
And just
so,
like that kind of thrill ride where you're like, this is no longer safe.
This is not safe. And every time like you'd shoot up the side of this thing and we go way up and all of us would then
just
shift our bodies and like fall into each other and stuff. And so it's just like, it's just this sea of legs and torsos and we're going down an especially fast slope that then just we bottom out at the bottom. We just like hit the ground and I go slamming full speed. And I'm not a small individual.
No.
Into your upraised and locked knee. It's okay.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to survive.
No, I'm not blaming you at all. This is entirely an accident of stupidity. But I fucking bruised my rib at least. I think I probably didn't break it because it doesn't hurt that much to breathe.
It would be hard to breathe if you broke it.
But it really hurts to move. And it hurts to laugh a lot.
But the funny thing is that we did basically the same thing last year.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was not in that one last year.
There were a different cast of characters, like my two nephews. Yeah. Oh, you weren't in that one.
I was hanging out with the what was a 1 year old at that time.
Okay.
I was like, so y'all go ahead.
Okay, so I did this 2 years in a row and basically had the same outcome and still didn't learn my lesson. There was a part of me that was like, well, we could split up into two, but then our consensus was like, then we'd have to drag
wouldn't be as fun
and we'd have to carry two with the wraps up, and we were too lazy to do it because they are heavy and they're big. So we're like, this way we only have to carry one up. But like, yeah, at that time it was my two nephews who are big, and then my niece and our son. Anyway, same kind of weight situation. And we were just doing the exact same thing. Nobody hurt their rib, but there were other, terrifying moments.
Yeah, we apparently don't learn lessons.
We actually had a great time, though, in spite of that. I think it was probably the most fun of the day. So
on that ride. Yeah, it
on
was.
On that ride.
It was definitely
really
one of those just like, this is such a bad idea, and we are seemingly so close to death that you just kind of just can't stop laughing the whole
time.
But I
just wonder, will I always make that choice?
Yes.
Because I made it 2 years in a row, and
I knew
better, and I just made it anyway, but... Yeah, probably.
Yeah, you will.
Dragging the bottom or hauling ass. That's basically the two speeds. It was fun.
It was fun. But, like, by the time we got, like, we spent 6-7 hours in beating sun
and hot
again.
Yeah.
And we were just totally exhausted by the time we got back. And then
we missed that sleep window.
We missed the window.
And then we descended into hell, basically.
Which is another lesson that we've learned many times and don't adhere to, which is
But you know, it's hard to end your day at like 6:30 or 7. It's hard to even get dinner done by then. And that's what's hard about an early bedtime.
Yeah.
You're like, sorry, gotta go. Gotta sprint my kid to sleep. But especially, and he's having a great time too, but it's... But we've learned you pay if you don't do it.
And we paid big time today.
We paid. Yeah, he was just
like
screaming
totally
and screaming and screaming.
Exhausted.
Fried
out.
Yeah. And things definitely get a little more thrown traveling. But you know what? I still wouldn't trade it for the world. I mean, that.
Yeah.
We went to the center of the earth today, Dan.
Yeah, we did. We got stuck.
We got stuck many times.
Many times in the center of the earth.
The thing that is, when you're stuck in a water slide and it's dark and you know somebody's going to hit you, that feeling is a little like, who's going to run into me?
And will it actually unstick us? Like, how many? There was one point where there were at least three rafts.
I almost got out of the raft once because I was like trying to get us going.
But you know that is gross water to actually get into.
Yeah.
It's like full of...
Because it's dark.
It's dark. It's not... Yeah. I think that's not their
their
best water.
Yeah.
But it's full of dinosaur robot motor oil.
We made
it
to live another day.
We
hopefully
did,
another
maybe.
Year.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll be back next year to make the same stupid decisions that we made today.
Oh boy. But it was good. Hopefully my rib will heal eventually.
It was good. We can't seem to end our days early though. We keep thinking like today I was just like, oh, we don't have any dinner plans. We were back at the trailer by 6-ish, I think.
6:30. So we were already
stuck. I just thought, you know, I had all these ideas of like, oh, we'll get the little guy to sleep and then we'll all have time to work on stuff or watch a movie or whatever. None of that.
None of it. In fact, we need to shut it down and
more
go to
stuff
bed.
To do. Yeah.
There's a little more stuff to do
and then sleep time.
Then we got to get up and pack up and
we're moving tomorrow.
Yeah, we're rolling tomorrow. Not far.
Yeah, not
but
far.
But we're rolling.
We're only going about 30 minutes away, but basically
very close.
Just barely going up into just the foothills. Basically,
but we still got to do some basic packing. And,
so
nothing falls
day.
While we pull.
I'm a little sad to leave our place here, but I'm also excited to see the new place.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that.
Yep, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
All right. Good night.
Bye.
The Hitch is recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at Tin Can Evangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. Please rate and review The Hitch on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to us, and tell your friends to subscribe as well. And we'll see you on the road.